Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Osipinski. I've been working with the lymphatic system for 25 years, helping many health problems because the lymphatic system is a tiny network of vessels and nodes that must clean the skin, your muscles, your bones, your organs, your blood vessels, nerves, and your brain. And when we ignore this system, which Dr. Oz says it's ignored in medicine, then our body fills with cellular waste, creating many of our problems like PTSD. On today's show, I'm explaining how PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder, can be helped with lymphatic system detoxification. PTSD is negatively affecting many veterans and those who have suffered a traumatic event in their life. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to relieve specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. I know how to use my hands to open up the brain and spinal cord, your organs, or your lymphatic system, and your lymphatic system maintains every system in your body, even your brain. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and your health. It's life-changing. Understanding this myth science, I develop body work called Lymph Practic that I use to help clients in Scottsdale, Arizona. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification to reduce inflammation. Lymph Practic will make you more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world, taking steps to improve the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system. You have a better chance of overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically. You probably have researched PTSD till exhaustion, so I won't give you the same info again. If you have a diagnosis of PTSD, whether you're a veteran or a civilian, you must understand how to use the lymphatic system to improve circulation and detoxification in the brain to improve how you feel. If you're having chronic fatigue, nightmares, sleeplessness, flashbacks, negative imagery, long-term fear, depression, suicidal thoughts, aggressiveness, problems with concentration, weeping, and generalized anxiety, you must add some form of lymphatic system maintenance to improve how you feel. It's easy to find a lymphatic drainage therapist, or you can learn self-lymphatic drainage at my website. These will help you feel better. PTSD is an anxiety disorder that can develop after an occurrence of extreme psychological stress, such as that found in war or from a violent attack, child abuse, sexual abuse, or serious life-threatening accident. Many people are walking around and don't even know they have PTSD. Stress plays a large role in PTSD. If you can imagine going to war is stressful enough, think of the veterans who have been deployed four or more times. This repeated stress can make the body more acidic, and this can, again, happen to civilians. If you've had a few traumatic events in your life, you may have PTSD. Now, many veterans not only go to war, they were often deployed three or four or more times. Can you imagine the stress that brought into your life? And it just changes your body physiologically. Ongoing stress creates an acidic pH, which can constrict the lymphatic system. This can negatively affect the organs and central nervous system and create the symptoms of PTSD. When you've been diagnosed with PTSD, you're often placed on antidepressants and other medications, which can add to the acidity and toxicity in your body and brain. Many medicines deplete minerals like magnesium and potassium. It's very important to never stop a medication before consulting with your physician. First, put positive steps into action to improve your health that you're going to learn here, and then work with your physician to wean off some meds a little at a time, sometimes over months. Stopping a medication too quickly can really have severe complications. You must be aware of a lymph-brain connection. You hear me talk about that all the time to help PTSD. In 2015, lymphatic vessels were found in the brain. That's a direct lymph-brain connection that we can use to improve circulation in the brain. In 2017, researchers found that the majority of outflow of cerebrospinal fluid is into lymphatic vessels. That means that your brain is dependent on your lymphatic system to function properly, to be healthy. When the lymphatic system is not working optimally, your body and brain can build with cellular waste, creating inflammation and disease. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, and my virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss in Life, explain how most health problems are due to cellular waste because our lymph system is not working optimally. My book was published in 2006, many years ago, and in the past few years, my work was verified. Many diseases have been linked to cellular waste. Type 2 diabetes, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, Huntington's, ALS, anxiety, insomnia, osteoarthritis, arteriosclerosis, and heart failure have all been linked to cellular waste. So I hope you see that the buildup of cellular waste must be addressed to help PTSD and the brain and really any health issue you may have. Many people, especially those with PTSD, have anxiety. A recent study on obese mice found that mice had anxiety. These obese mice actually had anxiety. And when the researchers removed the cellular waste called zombie senescent cells from their brain, the anxiety dissipated. It went away. So this is important to understand. This is research that is showing this. But really, most people don't know how to remove cellular waste from the brain. And the lymphatic system is really the most important part. So I help clients who have PTSD, heart disease, stroke, chronic pain, cancer, anxiety, depression, Lyme disease, brain issues, swelling in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of lymphopractic. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification to reduce damaging cellular waste and inflammation. In a few weeks, your life changes. You feel different. Lymphopractic makes you feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you felt in a long time. Clients actually tell me they feel euphoric, normally after they've woken up. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for a lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. Check out my life-changing on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss in Life. I guarantee it will change your life. I've had it on for over a year, and not one person has asked for their money back, and every person has said how it has really helped them. It's 7 lessons, 30 easy activities to help you understand how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system. This is something that everyone needs to know how to do. It's important to note that what I suggest here will not erase your experiences. You know, you've had those, but it will help to improve how the body and brain reacts to these experiences. It lowers your stress and pain threshold. The goal to help PTSD or any brain-associated health problem is to improve lymph flow to help circulation and natural detoxification of cellular waste. My website, healthylymphsystem.com, my virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, and my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Balance, all explain how an acidic pH is slowing or stopping your lymphatic system, creating many of our illnesses and diseases like PTSD. So a big part to improving lymph flow in the body and brain is balancing pH. You often hear me talk about pH. pH stands for potential of hydrogen. When we have a lot of hydrogen in our body, we're very acidic. And when we have a lot of hydrogen, we can't hold oxygen in our blood. So when we become in balance, we start holding more oxygen, which is healing in our body. And when we're more alkaline, we have, again, between 6.5 and 7.5 is where we want to be in balance. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14. So 6.5 to 7.5 is where we want our urine and saliva to test that. Let's see. So testing your saliva and urine is really key. We need to test both. So why do you want to test your pH? Research has found that when the brain cell called an astrocyte becomes acidic, and this is pretty recent, it can no longer clean itself. They said this may be a root cause of Alzheimer's. If the brain can't clean itself, a cell in your brain can't clean itself, then it becomes toxic, and this can affect how you think. It really is the basis of every health problem. Think about it. We're a cellular being. If you have sciatic pain, then the cells in that sciatic area have become acidic, and they're no longer able to clean. They get irritated and inflamed. That same thing is happening in heart failure. It's happening in breast cancer. It's happening in eye cancer. It's happening in ovarian problems, in prostate inflammation. It's all about the cell becoming toxic. When acidic, your tissues constrict. I want you to picture this. Your tissues, your blood vessels, your cells constrict, limiting detoxification. When your tissues are in balance, they give up waste more easily, improving detoxification. So we really need to understand pH. It's key to understanding it, to improving the lymphatic system, because most people are acidic. They're taking some pills but not changing their diet. So to help balance pH, you have to start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification. It's not about being perfect every day. It's really about learning how to clean up, because we're not perfect. And we do get stressed every day. And we are breathing air that has too much CO2. So we have to think about detoxification on a daily basis. Look at what foods you eat. Are they mostly acid or alkaline forming? The foods we eat after we consume them break down into an ash into our body, and they could be either acid or alkaline. If we're eating our American standard, the standard American diet, the SAD diet, then we're getting too much acid food, and that's what's making our body tight and acidic. So we need to eat a little differently. There's an acid-alkaline food chart on the bottom of my homepage at healthylymphsystem.com. There's a PDF, print it out and put it on your refrigerator. Start eating more alkaline foods. Diet plays a large role in reducing cellular waste and inflammation. You know, you go to your physician, they tell you to take some medications, but they don't tell you to change your diet, which to me is really useless. We really, our diet is really hurting us. And do I eat a perfect diet? No. That's why I've had to learn how to balance myself. I learned how to clean up. These 2 weeks right now, I'm doing 2 weeks of fruits and vegetables, cooked, raw, whatever it may be. But I'm cleaning up my body because I just had a few weeks of a lot of activity and eating differently and stress, and we need to learn how to clean up. And I feel different already. It's only been a few days. So we need to add, again, more fruits and vegetables can make a big difference. And we need to limit grains, meat, soy protein, coffee, tea, soda, and alcohol. I'm saying limit them, right? And you'll be able to have them later. But if you don't understand that these things are making you acidic and hurting you, then you're missing out. So we need to add products like magnesium, potassium, baking soda, a daily green drink with blends of fruits, vegetables, and herbs that buffer acid in the body. Studies have found that omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D3 are both associated with reduced symptoms of PTSD and mood disorders like depression. We need to understand the importance of our microbiome. That's where our microorganisms live in our body. And there's a lot of research on how our microorganisms can affect our brain. So we want to have more good bacteria in our body, and that's a reason to take more probiotics. Maybe about, you know, 25 to 50, I think, billion a day is what we can try and take. Most important is systemic enzymes, because they break down cellular waste. You know, I like to take my systemic enzymes. It's important to take them between meals. When you take these enzymes with a meal, so take a digestive enzyme with a meal, and you can take a systemic enzyme or a digestive enzyme on an empty stomach to go in and break down the cellular waste that is clogging our body. Daily exercise is key, right? If we're just sitting around not feeling well and, you know, just we're not moving our blood, then we're filling with more cellular waste. So it's important to start some daily light exercise, right? Because we need to move our blood through our organs to clean this cellular waste. That's how we clean. Now, over-exercising a couple hours a day can create more acidity. So if you want to exercise a lot, you have to balance more. Very important. Take a sauna or Epsom salt or baking soda bath or a foot soak. They make a difference in your life. What a simple concept, just soaking in a bath can make you feel really different. One thing I want you to understand, that whenever we start making positive steps in our health plan, we're going to feel a little crappy at first, because that waste is going to be released. It's going to clog us up, and we're going to feel crappy. So don't get scared if you get more depressed or anxious or feel crappy. It's part of it. That goes on a little bit, and then you feel better the next day, and then you do a little more detox, and you feel better the next day. It really is a process. Think about your posture. We need good posture to get our lymph system going. Every time you take a deep breath, you move your lymph system and move waste through your body. It's important to have lymph drainage therapy sessions, right? Whether you see a lymph drainage therapy like myself or learn lymphatic drainage, try and do it yourself on my website. Everyone needs to get some type of lymphatic drainage because it makes a difference. In my office, I put clients through 3 or 4 weeks of lymphatic drainage. It makes a tsunami through their body. And again, it's normally 1 or 2 sessions a week, and it changes their life. It cleans them up. It's really about taking some personal responsibility, and you must have the right science, which I hope to help you with, to put these steps into action, help you gain more control over your PTSD and health. If I can help you understand how to help, how you feel and think, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. Next Thursday's show will be on how 16-hour fasting can help improve the lymphatic system. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. And again, your life is worth living. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification. With me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.